Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, where visitors can experience campus and learn about Luther's 60-plus academic programs, like engineering science, nursing, and music education. luther.edu/visit.
Heat wave is hitting our state. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Brace yourself for hot and humid weather if you're not feeling sticky already. Highs are in the upper 80s, even mid-90s with the heat index. The feels-like temperatures reaching the upper 90s, maybe around 100 by week's end. What do you want to know about how to stay safe in the summer heat? How do you cool down when it's sweltering outside? Maybe you don't have AC, but you found a way to keep temperatures at home manageable. What do you do? We're at 800-642-1234. Andrew Beckett is the Assistant Public Information Officer of Wisconsin Emergency Management. He also runs the state's Ready Wisconsin campaign, which encourages being prepared for emergencies and disasters. Andrew, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So an average of about 5 people die each summer due to heat in Wisconsin. We know it's going to be hot and sticky this week. Why should we be really concerned about this?
Well, when temperatures get this hot, it's very easy for people to get themselves in danger quickly, especially if they're not taking care to make sure that they're staying cool, drinking plenty of water, finding shaded places to rest. If they have access to air conditioning, spending time inside during the hottest parts of the day so they don't get overheated and run the risk of heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
What are some of the biggest risks that people run when it gets this hot? You mentioned heat stroke. What happens there?
Well, heat exhaustion, heat stroke are both can be potentially dangerous conditions, heat stroke especially, where your body just basically shuts down because of the heat. So we want to make sure that people, you know, are taking steps in order to watch for the signs of those. I mean, some of the signs of heat exhaustion would include stuff like feeling faint or dizzy, nausea, a rapid or weak pulse, muscle cramps. And in those situations, you want to just get to a cooler place. You want to drink water. You want to cool down. Heat stroke is obviously more serious. That's where you have a serious medical condition like a throbbing headache. You're not sweating at all. Your body temperature spikes. In that case, you want to seek medical attention right away. Call 911 because you are in potential danger there.
Who are some of the most vulnerable people when the temperatures get hotter?
Well, we always are concerned about, you know, the young and infants, elderly, those with disabilities. But really, I mean, some of the most common emergency room visits are those 18 to 34. So really, there's no one who's immune from the potential dangers of heat. But obviously, if you have underlying medical conditions, heart problems, breathing problems, obesity, those are all concerns that could increase your risk factor of being affected by the heat in an extremely negative way.
Let's bring in Jason now in Sparta with thoughts on this. Jason, hi.
How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind about the heat?
So this past weekend, I was skydiving and ended up sweating a lot. On my way home, my body started cramping up really bad, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. It turns out I had sweated out all my potassium and sodium, so I had to whip into a gas station. This sounds nuts, but I ate 4 mustard packets real fast, and then I drank some pickle juice, and it took it away until I could get home and take some salt tabs.
Wow, Jason, so you recognize that you had overexerted yourself.
Exactly, and a friend of mine used to run marathons, and he always told me that they would carry mustard packets with them when they were running, so if they started cramping up, they could do that, and I don't know how I remembered that, but I remembered it, and it actually works really fast. So,
well, I hope you stay cooler this weekend. No skydiving plans this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm going down to Chicago to do it down there. We got a big crew camp going on down there, Dog Days at Skydive Chicago.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for the call. You know, what should your water intake be when, and what are some of those signs?
Well, I mean, the most important thing is to drink when you're thirsty. Don't wait until you feel thirsty. So you want to make sure that you're just basically when you have an opportunity to drink water, drink it. And really, the most important thing to do with the heat is to listen to your body. Your body is going to tell you when you're potentially feeling the effects of the heat, and you need to not wait until you're in trouble. You want to take steps early in order to make sure that you're protected.
We're talking about the heat wave, how to stay cool with Andrew Beckett as our guide. He's the Assistant Public Information Officer of Wisconsin Emergency Management. Your thoughts, what you've experienced with the heat, 800-642-1234. Andrew, let's talk about pets for a moment. When is it too hot for a pet to be left in the car?
Well, if you're too hot, your pet's too hot. But in vehicles, especially when we get conditions like this, even on moderately warm days, an 80-degree day, the temperature inside a car can hit 110 minutes when it's parked in the sun. So you never want to leave pets or people inside a parked vehicle because it can get dangerously hot inside very quickly.
What about cooling centers? What are they and where can people find them?
Well, cooling centers will be something that's going to be operated by your local community. So the best source for information on that will be to watch local sources of media, watch local government pages. If they decide to open a cooling center, that information would be available through those sources.
During the polar vortex, which was the last time you were with us, some bus stops had idling buses for people to get on and stay warm while they waited. Does this happen on the opposite extreme ever? Are you aware?
To my knowledge, no, but it doesn't mean that nobody has done that before. Obviously, communities do many creative things in order to make sure that their residents are as safe as possible when these hot temperatures hit. I mean, whether that is cooling centers or trying to make water available, obviously many areas have splash parks now where people might go to beat the heat. You know, even if you have a local community mall, going there and hanging out in the air conditioning there, it can be safer than being outdoors. So, I mean, it's really about identifying the places locally available to you that you can go to, and as well checking in on those who might have trouble getting to those places. If you have elderly neighbors, those with mobility issues or disabilities that may prevent them from getting to a safe place or may not even recognize the heat itself, you want to check in on them. Make sure they have what they need, either air conditioning that works or plenty of water. And if they don't have access to those, whether or not you can get them to a safe place where they can find them.
So the National Weather Service hasn't issued a heat advisory yet, but you have some recent information from the National Weather Service. What are you finding?
Well, we're definitely looking at hotter conditions towards the end of this week. Thursday through Saturday, you're going to be looking at air temperatures across southern Wisconsin that are definitely in the low to mid-90s. Heat indexes well above 100 degrees. It's possibly as high as, you know, 104, 105 ranges in certain parts of the state. But it's really going to be statewide that they're going to be feeling those hot conditions. I mean, air temperatures in the upper 90s to and heat indexes that approach that 100 degree mark as well.
Let's go to Stan now. Hi, Stan.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind about the temperatures?
Well, it isn't so much the temperatures that I'm interested in, but I hear so much concern about the heat, including your current program. All the warnings that are always being given about the heat and, oh, drink water and stay inside and be very careful. Well, people get so concerned, and then all winter long they're indoors, and summer comes and they hear all these warnings, and they continue to stay inside.
Well, Stan,
that I live.
Stan, we're running really short on time. I want to ask you, Andrew, are we over-concerned?
When the heat gets to this level, no. I mean, you definitely want to take steps to be careful. That doesn't mean you can't go outside and enjoy things. The biggest concern is during the hottest parts of the day. I mean, those afternoon hours where the sun is directly overhead and temperatures are reaching their peak. That's the time where you want to be the most concerned and, you know, maybe enjoy outdoors in the evening if the mosquitoes don't get you.
Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Andrew Beckett is Assistant Public Information Officer of Wisconsin Emergency Management. Coming up, we talk with a political scientist about the ICE raids that President Trump threatened over the weekend. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.